I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Patricia Corey back with us. She was back with us back about a year ago. For more than 25 years, Patricia has channeled a group of discarnate beings known as the Syrian High Council. She and her expert guests discuss thought-provoking topics on her program, Beyond the Matrix, available on her YouTube channel. She's the author of more than a dozen books, the latest including The New Syrian Revelations. She lives in the Azores Islands in Portugal, where she believes are the remnants of the ancient continent of Atlantis. Patricia, welcome back.
Hey, George, it's great to be back with you. Thanks for having me on.
How have you been?
I've been very good. And you?
All is well here in the Midwest. I'm in St. Louis right now before I go back to Los Angeles here for the holidays. My kids are out here. Looking forward to Christmas.
Oh,
how about you?
I'm looking forward to Christmas, too. It's rather quiet here. I live on a remote island, so it's not, you know, a bustling place, but it's a wonderful, calm, peaceful environment. I'm glad I'm here. I'll tell you that.
For the benefit of the folks that did not hear you the last few times you've been on our program, tell us about this relationship with this Syrian High Council.
Okay, so as a child, I had, like a lot of children, I had these little beings that used to speak to me, and fortunately, a mother who didn't dismiss it, and I told her one day when I was 4 years old that I was from a parallel universe. Now, that was the 50s when I was a child, and that was not language that was being utilized by adults or kids. So to walk into the kitchen and say, I'm from a parallel universe, but you're not ready to understand that yet, and walk out, kind of left my mother perplexed. And that was the beginning of my journey. I had contact with this level of consciousness that was able to present itself to me because I'm a clairvoyant. So I was able to see these little beings, which I called the little blue people. And later on in life, they kept manifesting, only instead of little blue people, I was receiving messages. And it was in 1997 when I was on a spiritual path, unquestionably, because as a clairvoyant, I was doing healing work and all kinds of investigations of spirituality. But in 1997, I was in England doing a chromotherapy course. I had a dream that I was flying over Stonehenge, and that I saw this huge spiral in the field next to it. And when I woke, I heard a voice tell me, pay attention, this is a lock-on point for interdimensional contact, and it's going to be very important. Woke up, the next thing I know, I communicated that information to the other people in the class, and the professor said, that's the crop circle at Stonehenge. You obviously are meant to get into it. So he very kindly took me there. And that was the first time I ever had an encounter in the crop circles, and it was the big one. It was called the Julius set. Mm-hmm. You may have heard of it.
I did.
And when I got in there, I lost consciousness for 2 hours and went on a journey into the hyperverse. When I came back, I started channeling these messages. And I didn't want to use my gifts as a medium. I didn't really like the idea of automatic writing at all. But it kept flowing. It kept coming book after book. As you know, 25 years of bringing through this information, I started paying attention around book two. And here I am today. I'm still communicating with this source and still honored to be their scribe.
Would you say, Patricia, that they have an interest in our future?
Yes. Well, there is a connection between Sirius and Earth, which has to do, we talked about it before, the great experiment. Some people know about this and talk about the fact that we are star seed. We are not indigenous to the Earth, and that a group of highly developed beings from other planets and other dimensions got together and decided to seed a genetically designed species, Homo sapiens, that was designed to be a 12-stranded, highly, highly Christed civilization of beings. And that went awry for reasons that have to do with interference energetically. But that's one of the reasons why the Syrians are so connected to us as a species, because they were involved. They were the organizers of such an experiment. You know, and it sounds far-fetched, but then everything is far-fetched at the moment that we're living in now, when sci-fi is becoming sci-reality. So that is their connection to the Earth. And also because what's being done to the Earth is of such galactic importance that we have a lot of beings focusing on what is happening to this planet and hence to all the living beings on it.
What do they want with us, Patricia?
Well, they don't want the disharmonies of Earth to be reflected out into the universe, into the immediate galactic space. So a lot of, let's say, benevolent species, not only the Sirians, but benevolent species that are observing what's going on Earth, have always indicated that as long as we are self-destructive, they won't interfere, something like a Star Trek law of non-interventionism. But at the point where we are breaking the boundaries and potentially dangerous to the rest of the universe, then yes, they're paying attention and hopefully helping us cope with the darkness that is intent upon destruction.
The Dogon tribe of West Africa has always claimed that they were given information of the Sirius star system from those ETs. What do you think of that story?
Yes, I believe that story completely. Apparently, the elders of the Dogon way back, I think it was 1969, where they were visited by some, I may not have that date correct, but they were visited by scientists and astrophysicists, and they told them how a craft landed, it threw open a door, it threw out a lake. And into this lake, apparently from this lake, came these creatures that looked half fish, half human, whom they referred to as the Nomo. And these beings told them they were from Sirius, that there were three stars, that the second star, Sirius B, was had ascended, and so there was also a Sirian C that had also ascended. And later, scientists discovered that, in fact, there was a star orbiting Sirius A. They could tell this by the wobble and the certain aspects that are beyond my understanding. But basically, the wobble in Sirius A, that beautiful blue star that we see in the sky so dominantly, mm-hmm. And they could measure that, and they realized that there was another body circling it, and that was Sirius B. And that is the star with whom I'm in contact. So it ascended to the sixth dimension.
Are you in contact with them, Patricia, at will, or does it just happen once in a while?
Well, I've never sat down and meditated and asked personal information. I know that I'm a tool to be used when they feel there's something they want to communicate. So I've never just like said, I need to talk to you. But usually I get a wake-up call at 4 in the morning, and it sounds like energy or crackling. And then I sit down, and out comes the information.
Is there one extraterrestrial that contacts you, or many?
There are three predominant people, or beings, I should say beings, that form the Syrian High Council speakers. And one of them particularly, she feels like, it feels feminine, it feels like a personal guide or an interactor between me and the rest of the committee.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've known you for years. It's an amazing story. But what do new people who are just beginning to know you feel about this story? Do they think you're crazy, or do they think you're spot on? What do they say?
I'm very honored to have a very good reputation, because I think after 25 years of information that has come to pass, that has opened a lot of minds, Don't worry about people thinking I'm crazy. You have to be a little bit crazy to put yourself out there as I have. But what I find very exciting is that people that are just now coming to this information are finding it relevant. They're finding it fresh, timeless, and very important for this moment in our transition. So there's also the fact that we are accelerating consciously in a way that is unbelievable. There's a split. We have people decelerating and going into the darkness, and we have people accelerating and awakening to the multiverse. And that's what I'm all about. And so, and another thing that's very important for me to share is I do this in egoless service. I'm not, you know, presenting myself as some great seer or some great voice. I do it in egoless service. And that comes through the material, and I'm very honored to say that, because I've had that response from so many people around the world.
Patricia, are you glad you have this gift?
Absolutely. Sometimes, you know, George, you know, I'm sure you think the same way. Sometimes I think it would be easier not to know a lot of what's going on and just live a little simple, quiet life. But I think we all have a mission, and this is my mission. It's been my mission for all of my life. So I'm very glad to have these gifts, and I'm thrilled that they continue to be powerful and to be clear, and most importantly, to be focused on the highest intention, because we're seeing the astral planes and all of this multidimensional zoo of interference and people opening portals, and it's so important that there's no interference. So the work that I do, I focus on that very intently.
You talk about the dimensions that we're in right now and that we're in a crossing of maybe moving into another dimension. What's happening there?
The Syrians say that we still can't perceive 4D because we're bound in our conscious awareness to the idea of 3D, but that we are now moving into a four-dimensional awareness, and that involves, first of all, a huge shift in time awareness. They say that the space-time continuum is dissolving in this dimension, and that the first way that we will recognize that we're in this shift is that we're starting to perceive how time is mutating. And that is absolutely true. There's not a person that I talk to that isn't experiencing a feeling that time is disappearing. Even the farmers here on this island, simple people here, are talking about the cows are reacting differently. The day is shorter, the weeks are shorter, et cetera. And the council say that 4D is where we lose our perception of linear time. So that is something that's happening, and it's very noticeable. Do you also feel that?
Patricia, where did 2023 go to? You blink your eyes and the year is gone.
It's so strange. It's very, and yet this is part of what the council keeps saying. You still think you're in 3D because things still look like that, but you're not. You've slipped into 4D now. You're between these two dimensions, and you will notice it more because the further you get into this dimension, the more you'll see time disappear. And it's really simultaneous time is something very difficult for us to perceive.
Now, what is 5D?
5D, in my humble understanding, is where you lose physicality completely, so that you've slipped past the time barrier, and now you're in a state of simultaneous reality where you are experiencing yourself still, let's say like spirits still present themselves as their former physical selves. You still have a conscious awareness of yourself as a physical being, but you're no longer holding that dense vibrational field and are starting to turn into light beings.
Amazing work. Amazing. What is the fourth dimension that you say we're slowly evolving into? What does that look like?
Well, as I was saying, it looks like 3D in many ways because it's such a subtle difference than at first we can perceive. But the council say that in this dimension, first of all, and boy, does this hold true, we are experiencing our shadow in front of us, not behind us, and that we are going to be experiencing our own karmic path and karmic accumulation of energy and experience in real time, if we can define time that way, and that of the civilization in its entirety, so that they say that in the fourth dimension, it's all simultaneous. Every deed, everything that has appeared in your civilization as a whole and as you as individuals is in your face. And boy, isn't that true? If you look at what's going on this planet, it's every possible absurdity, every possible...
Oh my God, yeah.
It's all happening at the same time, right?
Are they concerned about us as a species?
They are. They're concerned about, again, they're very concerned about our new potential, or let's say recent potential, to go beyond the barriers of Earth and affect the outer regions of space. You know, we have the scientific community has run amok completely. I think you'd agree with that.
Yes.
And they are, you know, we've got HAARP, which is blowing holes in the ionosphere. We have CERN. Sir, a lot of people really don't know what CERN is. It's the Center for, Center of European Nuclear Research, a large hadron collider, and they're smashing particles and doing some serious damage, in my opinion, to the magnetosphere, to the ionosphere as well, altering the relationship that the Earth has with the sun. And apparently in 2022, they had shut it down for a while for reasons unknown. In 2022, they turned it back on. And in July of 2022, we registered a crack in the magnetosphere of Earth, and that solar wind was coming in through this crack. So this is, you know, this is messing with things that are beyond our human capacity, or not no longer our capacity, but certainly I believe our right to interfere with the celestial rapport that has protected and nurtured the planet for time immemorial.
There are some that are concerned that the Large Hadron Collider will create wormholes.
Well, you know, we hear all kinds of different things about CERN. I'm particularly concerned, no pun intended.
Yeah.
You know, we've heard that they've done rituals outside of the entrance to the place. We've heard that they want to bring through something from another dimension, and then it gets poo-pooed by science. But the bottom line is they're playing around. They're playing God, and they're playing around with the subatomic reality, redefining physics, smashing all these particles. The Higgs boson particle, which we understand is the God particle, and claims to give all particles their mass, they want to define it, and I believe they want to possess it. So I don't think it's a good thing, this CERN. And what people also don't know is that there are something like 30,000 of these Hadron Colliders on the planet. 30,000? 30,000. They come in all sizes. Some of them supposedly are linear accelerators for the medical community, small ones that even could fit in a hospital. But there are 30,000 operating Hadron Colliders messing around with the subatomic nature of reality.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.